When the Bath County Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday evening, the 12th of February, they moved smoothly through the first several agenda items. In his opening comments, Chair Richard Byrd, Valley Springs District, reported figures related to tourism for 2017 through 2018 and the first month of 2019. He described the seasonal fluctuations in sales at the Omni Homestead and attributed a lack of snow this winter to lower guest numbers. He also listed the tasks completed by the tourism office over the past year. No other board members or anyone from the public made any comments at the beginning of the meeting. The supervisors moved on to unanimously approving a rezoning request for Holmes C. McLaughlin, which will be agricultural general and include preferred conditions of one horse and a rabbit pen. They also voted in favor of a closed transfer station permit. This brings the county one step closer to offering single-stream recycling because the facility could not operate under the old DEQ permit for transferring solid waste at the same time as providing a temporary storage, sorting, and transferring platform for recycling. Once both disposal and recycling contracts are in place, there will be containers again at four locations: Millboro Springs, West Warm Springs, Valley Recreational Area, and the transfer station. The board accepted a resignation from Robbie Chestnut, Animal Control Officer. Mr. Chestnut resigned after 23 years, and Sherry Woodsell, who has been assisting for the past 17 years, is moving into the position of shelter manager. One other change in that department is it will be merged into the sheriff's office instead of operating as an individual county entity. Progress slowed a little when item 2219 to cancel a work session as described on the agenda came up for discussion. Mr. Byrd explained that meeting was intended to be, quotes, a budgetary desire to look at what the visitor center was supposed to be, end quotes. Stuart Hall, Williamsville District, made the following motion.
Mr. Turner, I move that we cancel that meeting. And also in this motion, I move that the county administrator be directed to work with Glaive and Holmes to design a visitor center with the goal of having a bid ready planned by the end of the current fiscal year, with the understanding that the total cost of the project will not exceed Fund 16 reserves and Fund 16 revenues for the remaining of this new year. I further move that the county administrator be authorized to enter an agreement with Glaive and Holmes for said design services. If said contract can be negotiated with current budgeted funds and Fund 16. For information purposes, the county had $690,000 in Fund 16 as of January 31st, 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Motions on the floor.
Mr. Hall suggested the plans for this building could include one office for tourism personnel, another for the Chamber of Commerce if they are interested, a meeting room for 25 to 30 people, restroom facilities, a parking lot, and a pavilion for an outdoor market or for events. It is expected the building could be between 25 and 30,000 square feet. The largest invisible expenses would be stormwater runoff permitting and VDOT permitting for commercial access. Even with these included, County Administrator Ashton Harrison reported that Glaive and Holmes, the architects, are confident they could produce a, quote, gem, end quote, within the proposed budget. The motion in favor of canceling the work session and in addition to move forward with the visitor center passed 3-2. To further bolster the county's efforts around tourism, the board approved a contract for managing services with McCoola Harris, a firm based in Vinton, Virginia. Some of the tasks McCoola Harris will take on are developing a media plan, keeping the Discover Bath website updated, updating other databases and software related to tourism, and increasing the county's social media presence. At the close of the meeting, a few members of the public expressed concern that, despite these moves on behalf of tourism, there does not appear to be a long-term or at least five-year plan to keep visitors coming and returning to Bath County. The next regular County Board of Supervisors meeting will be Tuesday, March 12th at 6 o'clock in the Warm Springs Courthouse. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.